Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Thomas Lane, who's also president of the Jefferson Kiwanis Club. And the Kiwanians do have a kind of a cool new aspect coming up here this weekend. So thank you very much again, Thomas, for being on.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, let's talk about this really cool aspect that you're going to allow kids to come to, and just tell us about what the event that's coming up.
We're really excited. This Saturday, August 7th, Kiwanis is hosting a storybook adventure for children ages 4 to 7, although we won't be carting kids at the entrance. Technically, it's for kids ages 4 to 7. They will come to Russell Park, and we have an adventure planned for them on a pirate theme. Each child who arrives will be given a treasure map with 13 stations throughout the park. At each station will be a Kiwanian who will be reading from a book. The children will go from station to station. By the time they complete the entire course, they will have read two full books for children of that age on pirates, pirate stories. Every child who completes the course, who completes all 13 stations, will be given a free book and a voucher for a free ice cream cone at the A&W a restaurant here in Jefferson. Every child who comes should have a parent or guardian with them to help them navigate the course.
So talk to us about the books that are going to be done at the event. Are they pirate theme? Are they not? What are the books like?
Yes, well, we were really pleased to partner with the Jefferson Public Library as well as with A&W on this event, on this project. The librarians at the Jefferson Public Library were really helpful in selecting books or giving us some books to choose from. We found two really fun, colorful, enjoyable books that are pirate-themed for the children who participate in this event.
Tell us about how this idea came about and the planning for something like this.
The Jefferson Kiwanis Club is a club here in Jefferson that is devoted to helping the children in our community. We've always had the reputation of being a very hands-on club. We like to be involved doing things in the community that benefit our children. We were looking for a project this summer. After we've come out of the pandemic, we wanted to do something outside that brought families and children together. And the idea of this event was kind of something that came out of those conversations. Different communities in the state of Iowa have done what are called story walks. That's a copyrighted term, so we've tried to avoid using the phrase story walk. We call our event a pirate storybook adventure, but it really emerged out of conversations among the members of our club. We wanted to do a project this summer that benefited children. This will promote child literacy, will provide books for the children in our community, and should just be a really fun event for children and their families.
I noticed you mentioned that the kind of one of the missions for Jefferson Kiwanis Club is to serve the children of the community. Thomas, can you tell us a little bit about the organization itself? How do people become members? And what other kinds of activities and things does the Kiwanians do?
So our Kiwanis Club currently has 34 members, but we are part of an international organization. Our local club, our Jefferson Club, is just one of thousands of clubs throughout the world. We have 550,000 members globally across 90 different countries. But all of these local clubs have the same mission, which is to improve our communities one child at a time. That's the central mission and goal of Kiwanis. We're involved in a lot of ways in our community. We just finished the beautification of the Milwaukee Depot. That was a project we did this summer. We planted some flowers, did some gardening along the head of the trail, the Raccoon River Valley Trail. We really think that's a great asset for our community, for children and their families to use that bike trail, that walking trail, and is a great way to give back to our community more generally. We do raise money throughout the year for various projects. We gave $500 to the Boost event that we just had here a couple weeks ago. We give out scholarships each year to graduating seniors from Greene County Community School. We do a lot of different things for the children of our community, either directly or indirectly. We like to be out in public. We've done a lot of work at the various parks in town. We've maintained the shelter houses. We paint those periodically. We've done a lot of work out at the Little League fields. We've built some of the structures out there. So anything we can do to help the children in our community, we want to be involved. And hopefully people see us out in the community doing those things.
So if somebody's interested in wanting to give back, this would be obviously one of the better ways to do that. How do they become a member? What's the process like?
Great, Coltrane. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to make that pitch. Kiwanis meets every Wednesday morning at the Junkyard Cafe here in Jefferson. We serve breakfast at 6:30 in the morning. Our meeting doesn't officially begin until 7 o'clock. Anyone who wants to join Kiwanis or just wants to attend a meeting and get a free breakfast, find out some more about our club, they're welcome to join us. I'd extend an invitation to all of your listeners, male or female, any age. Everyone is welcome. If you want to get involved in the Jefferson community, if you want to find ways to volunteer and to give back and to benefit the children of our community, Kiwanis is the organization for you. We have a short business meeting at 7, usually lasts 10 or 15 minutes. And then we have a speaker each week, someone who represents a business or another club in town, who updates us on things going on in our community. Anyone is welcome to attend those meetings. If someone wants to join, I can provide them with a membership application form. It's not a difficult application. we're not going to turn you away. Anyone who wants to join, we would love to have you join our club.
All right, so Thomas, if you wouldn't mind kind of wrapping it up by telling us the pertinent information, where, what time, and when your event will be held.
Yes. So the event is the Pirate Storybook Adventure. It's co-sponsored by the Jefferson Kiwanis Club, the Jefferson Public Library, and the A&W Restaurant here in Jefferson. It's going to be held at Russell Park this Saturday. It begins at 9 a.m., but children can arrive anytime between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. We will start the story walk intermittently during that hour period. So we'll have one group of kids start at 9 and the next group might start at 9:10, all the way up until the last walk will begin at 10 a.m. In the event of rain or bad weather, we are going to be moving to the Jefferson Community Center, the Rec Center. That's our alternative location in the event of rain. But hopefully we'll be at Russell Park. The event is for children ages 4 to 7, and every child who completes the course will get a free book and a voucher for a free ice cream cone.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with Jefferson Kiwanis President is Thomas Lane joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.